Hello and hi, and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandee. Well, today we have the daylight saving time in US and Europe, so basically what happens is the timing here in Bangkok changes, and it is 12, it's midnight, the very magical hour anyway. I hope you can stay awake and listen to this radio show. For the US and Europe, of course, it stays the same at 9 o'clock, and you might have noticed that this time my name is not the same as usual. That is because I've decided to change my name into Vincent Sandee. Why change your name? Well, first of all, your name, it is a vibration. The power of words is not to be underestimated. Every word, including the name of things and places and your name, has a definite vibration. Therefore, I made an analysis of my name through numerology, to certain kinds of numerology, and I can say what it is. It's the Linda Goodman way of seeing numerology, which is amazing, amazing. I advise everyone to go there and have a look at their other book, Star Sign, and find out what numerology has to say there. And even though my name was good, still I could see some karmic patterns in it that I would have rather avoided. So sometimes we carry baggages within ourselves, in our lives, that we can easily drop if we can just be a little more aware. So here I am with my new name, Vincent Sandee, and please allow me some time to change my name wherever it appears, including my website, including this radio, including everywhere else on the internet I might appear with my old name. And on my first book, The Golden Jewel, the name is already changed, and it will change soon everywhere else. So since tonight we start working, and tomorrow, within this week, I hope everything will be okay. And my newsletter is coming up. Please be ready. Sign in. Soon you will see a little link on the website where you can actually sign in. My website is www.joycelestial.org. And this is the fourth episode of our journey towards awareness and the application of the amazing principles of yoga into modern life. And as usual, every time I think what it is that I want to talk about on the show, I find myself overwhelmed. So many subjects to go through, and obviously the information we share can never be exhaustive, but we'll do our best to explore as much as we can. And of course, we have future shows, and of course, I'm taking your calls. Toll free for U.S. only is 877-876-5227. And again, let me say this number again. So I hope you can call, and I welcome your call open-heartedly, 877-876-5227. Or otherwise, for U.S. and Canada, toll free, 888-815-9756. Otherwise, you can call the direct line. You have to dial the international code for U.S., which is 001. And then you dial the number, which is 530-876-3222. And please remember to speak as clearly as possible when asking your questions. So I want to remind you my website, which is www.joycelestial.org, where you can session, where you can book a session, and you can write me an email, and I'm happy to reply to all people as much as they can. And we're preparing new workshops here in Bangkok, and soon there will be online classes. And I will do again my Intuition for Life Decision workshop. But stay tuned. I will tell you when exactly, as soon as I know. So on my website, you can find free material, mainly taken from my first two books. And I am in the process of writing, and it's beautiful to see how wonderful ideas can come when we rely not only on ourselves, but also on a higher guidance. And with this, I mean, when we decide to shape our life in cooperation with the universe, we're not alone. Why do you have to do things alone? Just cooperate with the universe. It's on your side. It is that great joy that pulses in your heart and goes up the head. And it's an amazing experience when you start connecting with it. So much joy everywhere. And you start loving people, and there's no difference between anyone. And anyway, the topics of today, it has to do with love, in fact, and it is a topic that will interest most people, and we talk about soulmate connections and the right way of loving. But before we delve deep into this subject, we need to step back a little bit for a moment and think about our purpose. Yes, our life purpose. So many people ask me during the day, are you happy, Vincent? And 90% of the time, I know I can say yes. And I think that is quite a good percentage. When I say it, I really mean it. And then they ask me, how, what's the secret? And my answer to this, and it's something that has, you know, it has worked for me. I think it will work for you, because I suppose it worked for everyone, because this is something like a universal principle that we go through in life, we have to accept, and we have to take responsibility of our happiness. So the first point, happiness does not depend on things. It is not a thing in itself. It doesn't even depend on having the perfect loving relationship. This is the subject we're going to talk about today. It is a way of life. It is a decision. In order to be happy, you have to make yourself happy in spite of all circumstances. You need to have that courage, the leap of faith. But this is the second point. This leads us to the second point. I found that this leap of faith of being making yourself happy is not really possible if you cut yourself out of the law of the universe, of that cosmic intelligence. Because at some point you will find yourself fighting against the wind. How can you make yourself happy? You cannot make yourself happy by, you know, like as you're making pasta or bread or whatever you want, you're making, you're cooking. No, you cannot do that. You have to connect with something. If you cut out yourself of the source of happiness, how can you make yourself happy? At some point you will find yourself fighting against the wind, as I said. Therefore, the real first step to happiness is connection to the spirit within, or connection to the higher source, or the highest intelligence. Well, you know, even scientists are and have been amazed of the greatest intelligence showed in all living things. There is a logic. There is an order that is kept, and it works either man approves it or not. Can you imagine the unit? This is what Shri Yukteswar, the great master, the great guru of Paramahansa Yogananda, because, you know, this tradition in India where every guru has his own guru who self-realized, who achieved union with the universe, and then the guru has another one, of course. So the tradition goes for millennia. So the great master of Paramahansa Yogananda was called Shri Yukteswar, and he said, can you imagine what a disaster would be the universe if God has to wait for man's approval? It would be an amazing disaster. But what if those laws, the laws of the universe, are the laws of happiness, of the real happiness you're looking for? And this is where, in religious or spiritual terms, whatever you want to put it, the term faith comes into play. You see, you need to make that leap in order to be put, to put your life on the right track, to be put on the right track. And let me tell you, nobody can really tell you what is right, what is the right track for you. You have to know it yourself. And also, if one thing has proved to be right for somebody, really right, like, for example, they've achieved greatest happiness in the world, you know, they can still tell you something, they can still teach you something. But ultimately, it does not mean that it proves to be right for you. Okay, so you have to understand, you have to experiment, you have to wear those experiences on yourself, see how you feel, see how you relate to them, and no matter how great is the guru, that's why there are so many different religions, that so many different kind of spiritual paths, so many different paths that might seem not spiritual, but anyway, ultimately, everything's of the spirit. Here we need to have, so, two distinctions. One, as I said in one of my first episodes, universal principles are the same for everyone. There are no different universal laws that apply to different individuals. Okay? So, for example, if you have fire, you know the fire, if you put your hands on top, it might warm you at the beginning, but then if you go deep into that, if you still keep on going, getting closer, you get burned. That's a law, a physical law, you know, you cannot avoid it, no matter what kind of religions you're coming from. So universal principles are there, and they're the same for everyone. There are no difference. There is no difference between me and you, between anybody else, between Christ and you. And second point, your life. It's your life. What is important is what you do to stay in tune with those laws. If whatever you're doing in your life puts you in tune with those laws, no matter if people say, no, this is wrong, this is right, if you feel the great joy coming up, and I'm not talking about the joy that says, you know, that finds you one day great, you know, happy, and the other day you're depressed. I'm finding the joy where you feel the presence of spirit everywhere. And so that is, when you find your way, your unique way to stay in tune with those laws, then that's your way to your purpose in life. What you do in your life to act upon and in tune with those laws, that is totally subjective. So, you see, you can start living your life purpose when you play your unique role in tune with the universal laws. This kind of purpose also relates to the activities we perform in life. But think about it. After all, what is your real purpose? Your purpose is ultimately the universal purpose, real freedom, awareness of real freedom. What? This is what is called in some tradition liberation. Just be free. Your freedom doesn't come from the perfect reality you have dreamed about yourself. Because you see, there is still a very limited potential. Can you imagine, even though you can have anything in life, you can have a great car, great house, great money, fantastic relationships, and whatever you have, still you will be confined in your own little box, in your own little reality. And you're going to end up, this great master that I so admire and I follow, used to say, why do you want the gift when it is your right, it is your divine right, to have the giver of all gifts? You see, if you get a toy, after some time, it will need to be replaced with something different, with something else. Why not make the giver of all gifts that you're asking for? We all need things and people in our lives, and that is, of course, obvious. But if we are in tune with the source from where these things come, then all things will come. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. This is one of my favorite quotes from the Bible, from the New Testament. Jesus said that, and every time I find myself worrying about something, I say, oh my God, I cannot do this, I don't know how to do it, I don't know how to sort out this problem. I know that what I have to do is to forget a little bit about this dream that I'm living and step back. Seek you first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And you know what? Miracles happen. Miracles start to happen step by step. Things start to sort out themselves. You know, another thing, problems will sort out themselves if you just give them the time. Sometimes we want to push too much to sort out a problem, but we just, you know, give it a little time, and you will see that things will change. So if you start applying this concept, to seek first the universe, and then having faith, all things will come as a result. No matter how bad the situation you are in now. You will see mysterious forces coming to your aid. And I'm taking your calls again. Let me repeat these numbers before we start going deeper and deeper. And 877-876-5227 for U.S. only. 877-876-5227 for U.S. And then for U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line, 530-876-3222. And you have to dial the international code for U.S., which is 001. Now, I would like you to stop for a moment and think about something which is really important. What it is that you really value in love and life. Because now we're getting deeper and we're going to talk about soulmates. How to find your soulmate. And what I want to say here we're going to talk about soulmates in a way that relates to loving relationship, love relationship, because a soulmate can be anybody. It can be even your mother, it can be your father, it can be a friend. It's any connection that happens at the level of the soul. But here we're going to focus specifically on romantic relationships. So think about what you really value in life, and don't think in love and life, and don't think about what a partner should do to make you happy. Don't think, this is really important, don't think about what a partner should do to make you happy. But think in higher terms, universal principles and higher ideals. We are going to do some mind-shifting techniques together at the end of this radio show, and aim to find a soulmate or to highly reinforce the relationship you already have. Many people ask this question, what is true love? And love is quite an indescribable thing, as we all know. And we need to taste love to know what it is. It is all what we're looking for. We're looking for love everywhere. But what I came to a conclusion, what really love is, it is a universal force that permeates everything and that keeps us tied together. It unifies. And let me repeat this. It is a universal force. Love is a universal force that permeates everything and keeps us tied together. It unifies. Therefore, if you find yourself in a relationship, for example, that brings separation at any level, be it with other people or with your own good advancement for the soul, being with other people for your own good advancement for the soul, that means that there are some flaws in that relationship. It might be a good relationship in general, but still, it can be rooted in selfish desire and satisfaction. Staying in tune with true love brings harmony with all people around you and with the events of life as well. So when your relationship changes considerably according to different situations, it is based on a temporal, selfish feeling. But when it is based on the love you perceive by being in tune with that universal, binding, unifying force, then your relationship will endure no matter what the adversities are. Again, in this show, focus on your romantic relationship, the relationship you would like to have, and I will touch a little bit about friendship. I will touch a little bit soulmate relationship and as friendship, but the main focus on this show are ideas taken from my book, Soulmate Connection. So the three prerequisites for a soulmate, I wrote this in my book, Soulmate Connection, are three. First of all, you have to commit to your soul growth. Because as the word says, soulmate connection, soulmate, it is a mate, not just for your body, but for your soul. You have to commit to him or her at a soul level. So if you don't commit yourself to the soul level first, you cannot find a soulmate. You might find many physical mates, let's say. You can find one-night stands. You can find many lovers if you want. Or you can find something that does not last long because it doesn't have that connection of the soul, you see. So if you can commit yourself to your soul growth, then you're on the right track. And not because you're lonely, but because you really want to grow in your soul. You don't have to want to grow in your soul because otherwise you're lonely. This is an important point. First is your commitment to your soul, and then you're going to find a mate that can help you in that. The second very important point is to be able to relax and perceive love and beauty within you. And this is an incredible important point, because what you perceive inside you will reflect outside you. This is where meditation comes into play, because meditation is that process that unites the outer and the inner. If you go deep, 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 deep until you perceive that love and beauty within yourself, and you come out of meditation slowly, what happens is that you bring that love as a reflection into your life. And this is an amazing thing, because if you go deep into yourself in meditation, this is why meditation is great, and you can understand the symbols that are working in your life, then you can change those symbols by perceiving love and beauty. From that source of love and beauty, you can change, and you bring out that energy. You can bring out that consciousness in your life. So you have to relax and perceive love and beauty. For some people, I know this is difficult, because some people don't meditate, they don't want to meditate, or they're not expert enough to go so deep. So I advise them always two things. First of all, see what is really important in your life in love. What do you love? What do you love in your life? Is there anything that you really love in your life? Then start going deep into that, very deep, down to the center, until you perceive its essence. And it can be anything, anything you love, anything you feel love to, towards. And it can be a partner, it can be something that you do. It can be love for music, even love for science, to a scientist. And this is one thing. The second point is, can you perceive that part of yourself that is beautiful, that is loving, that you would love about yourself, and know that the part of yourself, whatever you do, whenever you express beauty and love, and whatever it is, whatever is your concept, whatever however you can perceive it, that is the universe trying to express love and beauty in life through you. So if you can understand that, it is easy to step back and understand where the universe is getting this energy so that you can understand that you are just an expression of the love and beauty of the universe in whatever comes out in your life, whatever you're trying to do. And another thing, the third point, this is the third prerequisite, is to develop magnetism. You have to have more positive energy flowing through you. And this is, magnetism is not being beautiful. Magnetism is having a lot of positive energy. And this will attract to you the things you're looking for. If you don't have a strong magnetism, what happens is it will take a long time to manifest something. You're not a great magnet. It is possible to develop magnetism through the techniques of yoga, through fantastic, wonderful, energization exercises that Paramahansa Yogananda taught. And let me repeat these three prerequisites again. So please write them down. It's really important. Commit to your soul growth, first of all. Second, relax and perceive love and beauty. Three, develop magnetism. And now let's go a little bit more into what it is that we're talking about and what it is, what is the real purpose, what it is a soulmate relationship, what is the real purpose of a soulmate relationship. First of all, a soulmate relationship comes to you because it has to help you to get free from your karma. So what is karma? Most people don't know. Most people know nowadays. It's quite a common subject. It's quite a common term nowadays. But karma is the law that says that for every action, be it mental, physical, or even a feeling, you know, there is something that gets back to you. What you give out, you get back. And what a soulmate relationship gives you is opportunities to work out your karmic debts. Basically, when you get a soulmate relationship, things are not just heaven. Of course, there's a great love that connects you both, but things are not just going fantastically well. After some time, you still have to grow in your soul. You have to evolve. You have to get free because you came here on the planet Earth so that you can learn and how to get free. And what happens is that your soulmate will put you in a situation. You might not be aware of whatever is happening, but he or she will put you in a situation where you have to face that karma. You have to go through that gate in order to free yourself from that. And this is a great thing because you don't have to go to the people or situations where that karma is being generated. That soulmate there will put you in a position where you actually have to work out that karma. But with the great support and love and the connection we have with the universe and the great support and love that you have with your soulmate, then it is very easy to overcome this karma. It is a great challenge at the beginning, but then you start moving forward. And if you are a couple, you can be aware of this principle in order not to complain about each other, but to understand that we're going through this evolution, okay? And then the second thing, the second purpose of a soulmate relationship is that of balancing the feminine and masculine polarities within you. We all have feminine and masculine sides. And if you believe in reincarnation, know that when maybe in past life you've been a woman, or maybe you've been a man, you've been of a different sex, when you go to sleep, you don't have any sex at all. You're just energy. You're just consciousness. So those qualities are in truth within you. They need to be balanced. So that's why for a man who is usually more into wisdom and logic, it is important to have a woman next to him, because that woman uses more feeling and intuition, and that man needs to balance those qualities. Is to reawaken those qualities between himself, so he needs somebody in front of him who is a teacher for that. And the woman on the other side, whose all feeling and intuition, needs a man in order to balance herself as well, because she needs to maybe develop more wisdom and logic. So that those two polarities come back together within themselves, you see? And this is an important point, because couples should stop complaining about each other and start learning from each other. And here I'm not talking about a quality. I don't want to just get stuck on sex, male and female. I mean, because I feel we are all complete in ourselves. We need a person in front of us that helps us to balance these qualities. It is very important to balance both of these qualities in whatever kind of relationship you are, and you have to find somebody who will balance these qualities. But it will come automatically, because when you're in tune with that love within yourself, with that beauty, the perfect match with you will come up. And here there is a difference between soulmate relationships and twin flames. What is a twin flame? A twin flame comes from, for me, it's a fairy tale. But many people believe in that. But let me explain why. There is this tradition of the twin flames, that when basically at the beginning you are one flame coming, a spark of God coming out, and at some point this spark gets split into two sides. One side's going on the right and the other one on the left or wherever. And since now on, these two flames, these two sparks, one spark that separated and split into two, they try to reunite each other, and until they reunite each other, they suffer, they go through a lot of pain, and one day they will reunite each other again, they will be happy again. You see, this is very romantic, but what the problem here is that it contradicts all spiritual traditions and all spiritual philosophy and experiences of great masters. They didn't get married. They find that within themselves, that wholeness, the qualities that they were looking for. But this is the purpose of a soulmate relationship. Another thing, another purpose of a soulmate relationship is that of bringing practicing and expressing divine love into your life. Once you can perceive that divine love, then your soulmate gives you the opportunity to express that love on earth. So threefold, three purposes. First, freeing from your karma. Second, balancing the polarities within you, male or female, intuition and wisdom. And then bringing and practicing, bringing on earth and expressing divine love on earth. Here, if you're not in a relationship, if you're still looking for one, I advise you, use your friend as the ground for you to grow and to practice this love. Because real friends are a good example of long-lasting asexual relationships. Because with sexual relationship, what happens is that you can get really much attached, because sexual energy is really powerful. So what happens is this, after a while, you can be enslaved, you can be overwhelmed if you're not aware enough. So what I want to say, sex is great, it needs to be balanced, and try to find your way through friendship to express that unconditional love. And that unconditional love between two real friends is divine in its nature. A real friendship has the power to shape your life, and what good and high values are involved in this friendship, it can make your life and your character perfect. You see, true friends will start appearing in your life when you're in tune with the unselfish and binding love of the universe. So start doing that. Try to get in tune with that part of the universe that is reflecting love through you. Because at that point you will be able to attract great friends. And because you will be able to relate yourself to anyone around you at that level. Therefore, they will respond because they have the thing within them. And two friends cannot come if what motivates your heart is selfishness or other not loving qualities. In true friendship, two people offer each other what they have that is valuable in all circumstances, either pleasure or sorrow, with such an inspiring sincerity and open-heartedness. which is really inspiring. And these are qualities that can be perfected even more in a soulmate relationship, because such a relationship delves deep in our multidimensional self. But one should learn how to be a true friend before trying to find a soulmate relationship, because your friends are the groundwork for your soulmate relationship. Strive to be the best friend one could ever have, not only in the things you do, but in the emanation of your total self. Just give yourself totally to your friendship and involve high values in that. Because when you meet a good friend, you can really start to practice love without conditions until you are really good at it. And it is easier because there is no sexual involvement, as I said, which can make one dependent and attached to the other. So, you see, your relationship starts being conditioned on sex. And through friendships, one can learn to control your emotional outbursts first, that otherwise would be detrimental to your loving relationship. If you cannot find true friends at the moment, this is a good thing to define and remember anyway. Start radiating love and goodwill to others while welcoming people into your life. Start welcoming people into your life, true people. In one of the books that published by SRF, the organization that Yogananda founded, I found this beautiful affirmation, and I want to repeat it, and I want to read it to you, and repeat it in your mind over and over. And the affirmation is this one: as I radiate love and goodwill to others, I will open the channel for God's love to come to me. Divine love is the magnet that draws to me all good. And let me repeat this affirmation again. Just focus. Close your eyes. Open your heart. Bring your shoulder blades together, shoulders down. And bring this love that you feel in your heart up to the forehead, the point between the eyebrows, the seat of super consciousness, seat of great intuition and love that connects you with great goodwill, great power, great wisdom. As I radiate love and goodwill to others, I will open the channel for God's love to come to me. Divine love, the magnet that draws to me all good. Take advantage of the relationships you have with your friends to see what's coming back to you. And remember, what is happening around your life, your relationships with your friend, your father, with your mother, with that person at work, with your boss, those are relationships that are mirroring you. Relationships are your mirror and your school. It's not about them. It's about you. You have to understand that they are about you. Because you see, those people go around in the world. They don't live just in there in front of you when you meet them. And they are different with all kinds of different people, because they reflect back to them different qualities. And so vice versa, those people reflect back to them as well different qualities. So remember, bring it back to yourself. We're going to do an exercise. We're going to do it very soon. We're going to do it basically now. If those relationships are not who you want to be now that we go through this exercise, then decide that they reflect not who you are, but who you were. Who you were. Okay? So change from today. And we're going through these exercises taken from my Soulmate Connection book. And this is an exercise that you can do at any moment to analyze all your relationships, all the relationships you have around you. Because this is the aim of this exercise, is to understand what is our mirror. To learn from your reflection, to see the old patterns coming, what is new in your life, what are the new patterns that are coming, what is stagnating. Okay, so what it is that you have to do is this: so make a chart with the following titles at the top of each box. And there are seven boxes, okay? And on the first box, write my relationship with, and then you can put your partner, you can put your father, you can put your friend, whoever. My relationship with this person, okay? And then on the second box, just write this on top. This relationship, is a sign of new change or the old repeating. Is this the same pattern repeating over and over, or is something changing? Because some people come into your life and they represent a part of you that is changing. Third box, strongest qualities that this relationship brings out in my life. And this is what reflects back to you generally, both positive and negative, whatever it is, but the strongest qualities. What are the strongest qualities that this relationship brings out in your life? Then we have the fourth box, which is the old patterns repeating. Parts of you who are stagnating, that are stagnating or recycling themselves. On the fifth box, write signs of a positive change. New positive qualities that reflect back to you. What is it new? What is new in your life? What is coming in that relationship? Because relationships are your university. Sixth box, anything that brings you joy in this relationship. What is it that brings you joy? Either big or small, doesn't have to be a big joy or a small, you know, whatever. Small things are precious. Seven, what is your ability here to relax and see the love and beauty of this relationship? Okay? So this is a very important exercise because it will just put in right in front of you who you are, what's your mirror, what's your karma, what are you going through. It's just a logical tarka. We talked about tarka in which is correct self-analysis on the second episode. Please download it from the website. There's a wealth of information on this radio, and please, if you're not a member, become a member. It's a great thing. And use this chart that I just talked to you and that I just told you, and to shed light on all the relationships that are affecting you at this moment in time. Another thing which is important to talk about is karmic relationships. Now, most people make a big mistake, and please be careful about this, Sajid, because a karmic relationship has only one role. You have to pay one karmic debt. What happens is that your karmic debt that you create with your actions, with your thoughts, with your, you know, gets accumulated in time. And those karmic debts include relationships. So basically, if you do something to somebody else and you don't get back the answer right away, that will accumulate in your energetic level, and it has to be paid back. So what happens is that at some point, when it's the time to pay back, you find this person with whom you have a karmic relationship. And the connection here is really strong, but it's not always good. Sometimes it can be good, like, for example, the spiritual teacher and the disciple. But most of the time, or very good friends, or your mother, whatever, there is great love, there might be a great karmic connection, great friend. But most of the time, we feel strongly connected to somebody because it is time to pay that karmic debt. And we get confused. We think that is the love of our life, and it is not. And what happens is that this is what happens in most couples today. They get stuck in this karmic debt because what they do, they're not actually paying that karmic debt back. But they're repeating the same mistakes over and over. Because even though you can identify a karmic relationship, a karmic debt coming up from somebody, and you think you're ready to sort out that karma, that debt, that situation, probably, you know, you might not be ready as you think. Or maybe that person might not be ready to sort out that problem. So by going there, you might create more karma, you might create more debts, you might create more problems. And you have to remember this thing, because your karma does not have to be balanced with the other person necessarily. It has to be balanced within yourself and not with that person that is with who the debt is involved. So this is the necessity of a soulmate relationship, because the soulmate relationship will help you on many levels to pay many karmic debts. Within, because you see, those karmic debts are within your soul, are in your aura, And what happens is that a soulmate relationship, because the purpose of this relationship is to grow in your soul, to make you grow in your soul, will bring to light, into light, this karmic debt that you have, so that you can work at them. So don't get stuck unless you perceive real love and beauty, and you see that person in front of you that relates to that, then don't rush yourself into a relationship that might be just a karmic relationship, and you might get stuck in repeating over and over the same old patterns. And of course, you can have also good karma, I mean, to find a soulmate, because sometimes you can have enough good karma for that. But if you don't have enough good karma, you can have a soulmate relationship anyway through right of consciousness. And remember, the things that will take you to the right consciousness for a soulmate relationship is the three prerequisites that I said at the beginning. Committing to your soul growth, relaxing love and beauty, perceiving love and beauty in your life, within yourself, in connection with the universe, and developing magnetism. Toll free for U.S. only, 877-876-5227 for U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756 for the direct line from everywhere you are in the world, 001, the dial, to dial in the international code, 530-876-3222. Remember, if you call, speak as clearly as possible when asking your questions. I want to remember you also my website, www.joycelestial.org. And you can book a session there. There are many packages available. And you can book a life-shifting session, an Astrology for Life Mastery session. We're going to look at your astrological chart, not as a way that enslaves you, that says, okay, you have this planet on top of you, so you cannot do these things. We're going to look at what is your karma, what is your energy there, so that you can use that energy, you can be aware of what's happening. So another thing which is really important for a soulmate relationship is to have a flexible mind. And you need to have a flexible mind. You need to be flexible in life, just because, for the simple reason that you will never find somebody who is exactly the photocopy of who you are. You cannot find somebody who thinks as you think. And also another thing, you know, you cannot base your relationship on ideas, on points of view, because you need to be flexible, because one day you want to do something and your partner doesn't want to do it. At that time, even though you base your relationship on that idea in common, that idea can fall down. And I'm going to explain that a little bit more later. And you cannot close yourself, what I mean by having a flexible mind, you cannot close yourself to your small reality, but you have to embrace a bigger one. You can understand deeply the event in your life and acquire a vaster consciousness by including the consciousness of another in yours. And you can and many great teachers used to say, read autobiographies of great people. And the greatest autobiography I can advise you to read is the autobiography of a yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. The role of a soulmate relationship is that, you see, of expansion, to bring you gradually in touch with your nature. It is you who have this, to step into that mission, to that purpose. If that's the case and you are sincere, then almost any relationship can become a relationship of the soul, you see. And this requires empathy more than attachment, and compassion more than selfish love. And remember, the real connection with your soulmate happens when you start connecting and ask at the heart level. It's not connection of ideas and of points of view. Because even if you find somebody that likes theater as you like, one day you might want to go there and your partner doesn't want to go there. So even the thing that you base your relationship upon is falling down that moment. But if you can connect at the heart level, then that connection is still alive and strong. Because that connection becomes a connection that goes beyond words, thoughts, ideas, and forms. You see, it goes beyond all these things. Even though obviously it must be expressed in these words somehow. But still, it goes beyond all that, and you will just be fine if you can connect at that level. And there is no real need, actually, in exchanging points of view and ideas if that connection has taken place. Everything flows in love, and you could be totally different still You could be totally different from each other. Two different people, two different ideas, different cultures, different backgrounds, everything. Still, if there is that connection, you will go wonderfully well together. And I also think it is foolish to think that there is such a connection if one has not developed enough discernment and intuition. Relax in beauty and love. And once you can perceive clearly true loving qualities, you can understand clearly who responds to that call. So now I want to take you through some exercises that will help you to find a soulmate, taken from my book, Soulmate Connection. And there are many exercises in that book, but I've chosen some of my favorite ones. But also other ones are very powerful. Some techniques are very powerful, but some others are very long processes. Therefore, I've chosen some that are short. And please listen again to the archives so that you can go through it again. You can learn this technique by yourself and repeat it more and more until you get in touch with the meaning of them, with the deep sense, and you feel that connection happening. Okay? So these are what I call mind-shifting exercises for life-changing. So now just stop for a moment and ask the question at the beginning of this radio show. What do you really value in love and life? Don't focus on what your partner should or should not do for you, as I said at the beginning, but think of universal principles, higher ideals. So sit down, take pen and paper, just take a moment to write those things down. What do you value in love and life? Think of higher principles, not things that your partner should or should not do. And just also be faithful that your universe is going to give you the best match for you at this time. You have to ask something so that you can get something in return, but also trust on the fact that you might ask something that has whatever you asked for on a list, but then you're going to have problems with these people anyway because they don't respond to you at that level. So think of your higher principles, universal principles, higher ideals. What is it that you value in love and life? Write it down. And then express the intention that you, as well as the person who you'll meet or that you already met, will do all that you can to bring this idea into life with concrete actions, thoughts, and commitment. Very important. Do it now. Okay, so now we can start preparing for these techniques. And what we need to do is to breathe deeply, first of all. So take a very deep breath, opening up your chest, spine straight, and breathing out. If you listen again to the radio show, you can practice some pranayamas if you practice yoga, or just breathe deeply two or three times. And now put a hand on your heart, the right hand if possible, and perceive the center of your heart. It's essential goodness. Perceive it as the origin of love and generous, sincere altruism. Feel that goodness and stay there. Expand this feeling and make the decision to act from there in your life, in the next few days, in the next few hours, and in the next few exercises. And the first exercise I want to take you through is one of my favorite exercises, and it is called the mirror shifting patterns. So make a list mentally of some of the old patterns that are repeating in your life, or one pattern that you want to change in your loving life, in your love life, and imagine yourself, you can do this physically also, going in front of a mirror. Or, if you're just focused within, just stay there where you are, and imagine yourself in front of a mirror. And visualize your patterns as your own reflection. Visualize the reflection of you, and that reflection incorporates, embodies that pattern that you want to change. Now focusing deeply, going deep within you, change the quality of your reflection and envision the new you in that reflection. Take your time to do that until you feel that reflection behind the mirror is the new you with the fantastic new pattern that you want. And now feel the new reflected, the new you reflecting in the mirror, projecting back to you in this reality. So whether you do this exercise physically in front of a mirror or just in your mind's eye, it will work very well. Keep on repeating it. I suggest you to perform it both physically and mentally at different times and repeat it many times, especially when you want to change something which is really strong you cannot get out of. But now you're doing this thing, and let's go further. I want to guide you to some other exercises. This is one beautiful exercise which is called Joy, Love and Peace with a Partner. And you can do this exercise if you have or have not a partner. If you have a partner, just do this exercise with him or her, or imagine to have him or her in front of you. But if you're looking for a soulmate, just imagine that the perfect soulmate for you is already sitting there in front of you as you do this exercise. So, just sit and relax. Imagine sitting in front of your partner, or if the partner is there, just sit in front of your partner and relax. And as soon as you can, start to see joy, love, and peace. Try to go deep. See joy, love, and peace in the world around you, everywhere. I need you now to, once you feel this joy, putting your right hand on your heart, present in you, project the joy onto your partner. Keep repeating that until you really feel that this is happening, or until your soulmate that is already there answering your call. Now shift your perception and step outside yourself as you were your soulmate or your partner, looking back at you from his or her angle, and see and feel joy, peace, and love, and beauty from that angle, and self-project it back to you in your mind as if it was the partner, him or herself, projecting. This exercise is important because it will make you understand that there is one love that unites you both. And you can connect with your soulmate with this exercise. Keep on repeating, you can really connect with your soulmate. You can really connect with your soulmate. Oh, your soul is overall, is present. There is a deep dimension of himself which is already in union with everything as you are. So at some level it's connecting with you. And this will bring you back together. And last exercise, before we close, visualize your life with your soulmate and project it. Write down and imagine. Recall to your mind the main qualities you would like to have in your relationship. Without thinking too much, be truthful with yourself and aim for what is lasting. Now close your eyes and perceive the life you want for yourself. Get rid of whatever it is, even if you don't know what it is, whatever it is that represented an obstacle to have the loving relationship that you want. And that will create a gap. Fill that void that is being created within you. And as you breathe in deeply and relaxing your throat and relaxing the back of the head, ask the universe to fill the gap within your life, to bring to you another person, or to reinforce the relationship with a person, to bring to you that soulmate that is appropriate for you. If it's easy, then try to project your request to the universe, from your heart and up to your mind's eye. Thank you for listening. Come to my website, www.joycelestial.org. You can find how to book a session, free material, my Soulmate Connection book, and my ebook software is there. There's much more to talk about this subject. And many workshops will come. New classes and lessons will come. And I welcome you for the next time on BBS Radio at midnight for Bangkok and at 6 o'clock Europe, 5 o'clock London in the afternoon and 9 a.m. in the morning for Los Angeles. Welcome and goodbye. Thank you.